Well, welcome again and Happy New Year, everyone, one more time. It's great to be with you worshiping God in this new year. And as I said at the beginning of Mass, I truly believe 2026 is going to be our best year ever, full of God's grace, mercy, and love. So thanks for being a part of this community. I want to talk with you today about a holy detour. Growing up, I remember in middle school reading a classic poem by Robert Frost called The Road Not Taken. And in that poem, a traveler is standing in the woods. It's a beautiful autumn day, but he's faced with a choice. There are two paths, and he cannot go down both. He also knows that once he's taken one of those roads, he can't come back and go down the other, because one life choice inevitably leads to another. At the end of the poem, the speaker says, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." I wonder if there is a road in your life God wants you to stop taking. You can't go back. Life can only be lived forward, but you can look at the choices you've made in the past and decide to take a different road in the future, a higher road, a harder road, a road that will lead you to your destiny and the life God wants you to have. It's easy to just keep going down the same old road year after year. It's familiar, it's obvious, it's well-worn. Most people take it. But I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you in this new year. Ask God if there is a new direction he wants you to take, a road he wants you to leave behind, an aspect of your life he wants you to change. Maybe God is asking you to take a holy detour. In today's gospel, three travelers from the east came to see Jesus, the newborn king of the Jews, and they came from afar, a different land, a different country, a different people and culture, a different religion and language, a different way of life. But something in the stars told them to take that long road to meet that child. And when they arrived in Jerusalem, they came to King Herod asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." Well, this was news to King Herod, and he felt threatened. In fact, the passage says he was greatly troubled, so he gathered all the religious experts, the chief priests who ran the temple in Jerusalem, and the scribes who knew the scriptures backwards and forwards. He wanted to know where this child had been born so he could neutralize the threat. They told him that according to an ancient prophecy, this new king would be born in Bethlehem, a tiny, obscure village on the outskirts of Jerusalem. But there was another piece missing from the puzzle. Herod also needed to know how old the child was to narrow down the search. So he called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. If he could know the time when the star first appeared, he could calculate the child's age. But then Herod had an even greater, brilliant idea, an even more devious idea. Why should he waste his time and resources looking for Jesus when he could get the Magi, the wise men, to do his dirty work for him? So he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." You could just hear the evil laughter in the background, right? Something out of a Disney movie, the evil villain, right? Herod had absolutely no intention of paying Jesus homage. He wanted to get rid of him, wipe out the competition, eliminate the threat once and for all. But fortunately, those magi, those wise men, they were no dummies. They were savvy to the ways of God, willing to learn from him what way they should go, what path they should take, what direction they should follow. And so after visiting Jesus, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. In other words, they listened to God and took a holy detour. Most people don't like detours. They waste our time and disrupt our plans. Growing up, I would always take these long road trips with my family. It was my dad's idea. He had time off in the summer, and we'd pile into the 1980 Volvo station wagon, diesel, drive 50 miles an hour on the highway, listening to polka music the whole way across the country. It was wonderful. But one thing that really irritated my dad more than anything else was complicated detours through cities that he had never been to before. See, my dad had absolutely no sense of direction, couldn't find his way out of a paper bag if he tried. So we'd inevitably miss one of those detour signs, get off course, get lost, and waste a lot of time. It was annoying. But there are moments in all our lives when we have to take a different road. We have to take the off-ramp to the highway we've been traveling down for so long and take an alternate route. Just like God warned those magi in today's gospel, he still warns us even today. Sometimes quietly, sometimes persistently, sometimes uncomfortably. But especially at the beginning of a new year, God has a simple but powerful question for us. Is there a road that you should not get back on anymore? A bad habit? A resentment? A way of speaking, thinking, or living that no longer fits with who you are becoming? Maybe you're at a crossroads. I don't know, a new job offer, a marriage proposal, an idea to start your own business, a decision to retire from a long, happy career. Perhaps you've become discouraged by the way your life has been heading for a while now. You're tired of living in unhealthy ways, long hours at work keeping you from your family, an addiction that has taken over your life, problems that just keep eating away at you. Or it could be that God has put this incredible dream in your heart, but you haven't had the courage to act on it. You know you need to make a change, but you hesitate because you're not sure where the future will lead. Here's the key, I think, to changing course and embarking on a different road in life. It's remembering that the decisions, the mistakes you have made in your past are not permanent. They do not define you. You may not be able to go back in time and change the things you've done, the decisions you've made, but you never have to stay on that same highway forever. Life is not like a limited access road. You can get off. You can choose another route. A friend of mine is an accomplished artist. He makes mosaics. That means he takes these small pieces of colored rocks, tiles, and glass and assembles them and sets them onto a surface. And they're very beautiful. And you can see some of his work here up on the screen. And it was even featured in the Catholic San Francisco recently for his wonderful work. And after my friend retired from his career, he learned from a master artist in Italy how to do all this. And the conventional way to create a mosaic uses something called the indirect method. That means you take each one of those small pieces and you glue them face down onto the outline of the image. Sounds good, but the problem is, once you're finished and you turn the image over, your mistakes are pretty much locked in. The only way you can change them is by chiseling out each piece one by one and replacing them. It took my friend about a year and a half to create his first mosaic because he had to correct 500 mistakes. He knew there had to be a better way. And so, after a lot of experimenting, he developed his own method, unique in the world. Instead of gluing each piece face down on the surface directly, he glues each piece face up onto like a screen mesh that's attached to the surface. That way, he can see the mistakes as he's making them and correct them along the way. In the same way, your mistakes are never set in stone. When you are open to God's direction When you let God lead you, you'll have the power to make changes along the way. You won't have to wait until the end of your life when your mosaic, so to speak, is finally finished to see all the mistakes you've made but can no longer change them. If you want to get on a new road in this new year, if I want to get on a road in this new year, we all have to make more time, more space to hear God's voice through praying, reading scripture, serving others. If you're so busy, you just keep going down the usual way, the same old road, you could very well miss the holy detour God is asking you to take and the life that he wants you to have. In today's first reading, the prophet Isaiah prophesies what happens when God speaks directly into people's hearts, calling them to change course and live their lives by another way. In the passage, he's writing specifically to the people living in the city of Jerusalem. They've had a hard time. But now he says, "Rise up in splendor. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you." After centuries of fear and defeat and exile and captivity, Isaiah is looking forward to the coming of the Messiah when the light of Christ will finally break into our existence, forever changing the course of human history. And on that day, the people of God will be vindicated. They will be restored and exalted. They will be like a beacon of light shining in a dark world. And so Isaiah says, "Nations will walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance." He predicts what would happen, what did happen in the gospel today, when he says they will come from the ends of the earth bearing gifts and proclaiming the mighty works of God. Here's the principle. When God's light appears, people don't stay the same. They don't stay where they are. They move. They travel by another road, a holy detour leading them to a higher, better, more fulfilling place. And today, on this Feast of the Epiphany, the light of Christ is shining on you, calling you forth, inviting you to travel by an alternate route, a road not yet taken, a path perhaps so far ignored, a holy detour. I heard this story about a young man growing up in a pretty rough area of Houston, Texas, a neighborhood rife with drugs, gangs, and violence. His father was not in the picture, and his mother had to hold down several jobs just to make ends meet. And while she was working, he started getting into trouble, running with the wrong crowd, skipping school and stealing things. And one day, he was running from the police. He hid in the crawl space under one of the houses in the neighborhood. But the police dogs had already picked up his scent, and it would only be a matter of minutes before they found him. He saw a sewer nearby, realized that that would mask his scent from the dogs, and so he lowered himself into the sewer, and covered himself with filth and waste. And he got away. But he was never the same after that. A voice inside told him, "This is not who you are. You were made for more." That was God calling him to take a different road, a holy detour. One day he was walking by a gym and saw people boxing. He went inside, asked the man in charge if he could learn to box, but the man was rude, told him to leave. But before he did, another man came up, approached him, and said he would train the boy. Told him he could even become a champion one day if he kept his nose clean, if he worked hard and did exactly as he was told. No one had ever believed in him before. But this other man saw something in him, a greatness that no one else saw. And in that moment, he stepped onto the road not taken. That was God's light shining into his life. And a year later, George Foreman won the Olympic gold medal for boxing, became the heavyweight champion of the world, enjoyed a long and illustrious career as a boxer. And when he retired, he became an ordained Christian minister, devoting his life to faith, to ministry, to proclaiming the gospel, and to working with troubled youth. Is God calling you to return home today by another way, like those magi, to change something about yourself, your life, like that boy who became a champion. Your mistakes, failures, disappointments, it's all in the past. Your future begins now in this moment when God's light breaks into your life. And today in this Mass, as we always do, you will receive the holy, living, real, and true presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. So don't go back to that same road if it's not right for you. Jesus is leading you in a new direction with new priorities to a new future in this new year. When the wise men, the magi, visited Jesus, they didn't just leave gifts. They left changed, and they changed course. The truth is, no one who truly meets Christ is ever the same. They can't go back to the same old patterns, fears, compromises, the same old road. They are forever changed. Because every encounter with Jesus Christ sends us home by another way, a holy detour.